This is Sunday Morning Magazine with your host, Rodney Lear.
And welcome back. Remember, more information on our show can be found on our Facebook page. Visit Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now and like us there now. My next guest is Dr. Shefali. Dr. Shefali presents a transformative new approach to parenting, one that focuses not on how we can change our kids, but how we can change ourselves as parents so that we can become our children's biggest supporters and resources. It's our pleasure to welcome Dr. Shefali to Sunday Morning Magazine.
Hi, Rodney. Thank you for having me.
Now, first of all, doctor, let me ask you this. Now, Oprah Winfrey seems to be a huge fan of yours. You've been featured on Oprah's Super Soul Sunday. You've been featured on Oprah's Life Class. What has Oprah's support and appreciation of your work, what has that meant to you?
Well, more than just for me singularly, it's really meant a lot for this movement that I'm hoping will spread globally, this conscious parenting movement where we honor that the relationship with our children is really a mirror to wake up to our own evolution. So her endorsement has meant the world for the movement. It's allowed parents to take that leap of faith and say, hey, let me check this out, because my model runs contrary to the traditional models out there. And so that's scary for parents to leap into this new way of doing things. So having her, you know, be the flagship bearer for us allows parents to, you know, take that extra leap of faith and look into this approach and, you know, readily believe it more than they would if she had not been part of this movement.
Now, the title of the new book is The Awakened Family. What does it mean to be an awakened family? Explain that to us.
An awakened family is a family which understands that it's the parent who bears the onus of responsibility for, quote-unquote, the fixing, the changing, the transforming. It's not the child's responsibility, number one. Number two, authenticity of spirit is the key here. So we cannot produce and manage our children to become the fantasies we want from them. We need to check in with our own agendas and take responsibility for fixing ourselves and healing ourselves and meeting our own expectations and allowing our children to stay in touch with their authentic spirit. And the third most important thing is that the more connected the parent is to the child's authentic spirit, the easier and more liberated the child will be to live and manifest their destiny as they are meant to, versus an approach where the parent unconsciously puts on the child all these expectations and checklists and ways to be that have nothing to do with the child before them.
Okay, so that's a good lead-in. So let me ask you more about this. Now, one of the things you say is support who your child is, not who you want your child to be. And I think that's really important. I think a lot of parents don't get that. They miss the boat on that one. Let's talk about that, if you will.
Yeah, so I think parents are always missing the boat because they're not coming from a place of, first, we are not present. We are not able to attune to the child before us. Number three, we are full of anxiety, and this anxiety catapults us into the future and dislocates us from what's really happening before us. Our own lives are messy. Our own lives are chaotic. We are, you know, racing ahead. We are constantly obsessed with doing, producing, achieving, and we put all this on our children. And then, of course, our children buckle under the pressure, or they, you know, become rebellious. And then we get angry with them, and then the cycle perpetuates over and over again. So my book, The Awakened Family, offers parents a roadmap to get out of dysfunction and to go back to simplicity, go back to the present moment, and recharge their relationship with their child from a place of real authenticity, real, you know, not putting expectations where they're not meant to be, and taking away fear from the dynamic and staying present to what is, and slowly inching our children forward as they naturally unfold into the next stage of development, rather than racing them to become these mini adults.
Okay. Now, two things that you just said that caught my attention. You talked about simplicity, and you talked about staying in the present. Explain exactly what you mean when you say that.
Well, I think, you know, all our lives mostly have become so overcrowded and overscheduled that we don't know how to stay in the present moment and live life from a place of stillness, careful listening, true gratitude for the joy of being here now, you know, and then it takes a thunderbolt of a crisis, you know, we've been diagnosed with something dire that wake us up to realize that we haven't been living, enjoying the simple pleasures of life, you know, and children more than anyone need to stay simple. They are simple beings desiring to enjoy the simple pleasures of life. That's why a four-year-old can find endless fascination with sticks and stones, and adults simply can't, because we don't know how to tune into the simplicity of the abundance in the present moment. And my work and my book is a commitment to re-simplifying your life. And once we do that, we are free. You know, we're like, oh, I don't have to schedule myself with 10 activities before 10 o'clock. My kid can just, you know, hang out and be, and they are not lesser than because of that. In fact, they are more strong, empowered, and resilient. Wow. What a turnaround. What a concept. So I'm giving parents the permission to re-simplify their life.
Okay, you mentioned this, but let's talk more about this, the clash of the time zones. What is that, and what does that mean?
This is exactly the thing, that children live in the present moment. They are beings of the here and now, and we adults don't know how to do that because we filled our lives with so much distraction, looking for happiness, looking for worth, hoping we're going to find it after the next six-figure salary, but it never comes. So we keep striving, acquiring, buying, consuming, eating, addicting. And if only we could learn to live in the present moment and find abundance right there, we would understand, oh, our children already have it. They don't need to become something. They have it already. All we need to do is help them hold on to it. But instead, we dislocate them from it. So this is the clash of the time zones. We are too anxious, fully living in the future, not living in the present, because we're scared to be here now. We're truly scared to be here now, but this is all we have. And why do we have to wait for some thunderbolt of a negative event or, you know, powerful event to happen in our lives? I don't want to call it negative, to wake us up to say, oh my goodness, be grateful for the here and now. Look where you are. Look at the blue sky. Enjoy the moment. Let go of your worries. Let go of constantly needing to do something. Enter your stillness. Enjoy the moment. If you're washing dishes, wash your dishes. If you're with your kid, be on the mat. Be with your kid. Play with your kid. Meet their gaze. Children long for that more than anything.
All right. So, you know, we're all in full swing of summer vacation. It's right here. Many people will be hitting the road or doing whatever with their children. But you say this is a good time to connect with your children. How can parents take advantage of this time of summer vacation and, you know, kids being not scheduled and things like that? What can parents do?
Well, you know, have a healthy balance. Have a healthy balance between structured activities and unstructured activities. Don't go nuts with structuring every minute of your child's time, and don't go the other way either. You know, have some sense about it. But this can only come about if you have a sense about your own life, right? If you don't have boundaries about your own life, it's going to be very hard for us to create boundaries with our children. And that's really the problem that I see in families, is that there's so much lack of clarity around boundaries.
Okay. So it's like, so when you really mean balance, it means like, okay, you have this certain amount of free time, and then this time you maybe need to study and read this summer. Or is that what you mean?
Of course. There's okay. No harm in asking for it. But then, you know, we go overboard and ask them to do 10,000 things, or we ask them to get a perfect A grade. Now that's entering our ego. How can we allow our children to engage in their learning process without laying too many conditions on them that actually create struggle in them and anxiety in them, versus empowering them to fail and learn and develop those muscles on their own?
And in case you're just tuning in, we're speaking to Dr. Shefali. You've seen her on Oprah's Super Soul Sunday and Oprah's Life Class. The title of her new book is The Awakened Family, A Revolution in Parenting. For more information, you can go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook, and like us there. Now, Dr. Shefali, let me ask you this now. As a society, do you think that we are too judgmental of other parents' parenting style?
Of course, we love being judgmental of everyone else, you know, because this, what is judgment? Judgment is insecurity. It's coming from a sense of false superiority, you know. Mm-hmm. There's no judgment here, and no parent knows what they're doing. Every parent is relearning, and they should relearn.
So, Dr. Shefali, how do we know that we're getting this parenting thing right? I often ask this question whenever I have a parenting expert on the show, But how do you know if you're getting it right? You know, you're raising 5-year-olds, 6-year-olds, and 10-year-olds. How do you know that you're getting this right? Is it all in the end results when they are adults and they become successful adults? But at this moment, as you're raising your own children, 5, 10, 15 years old, how do you know that you're getting it right, doctor?
It's not about getting it right. It's about entering the, it's not about looking for right. I mean, no one's going to give us a medal or an achievement certificate at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. What is right? What is right? Right is that you are deeply connected with your child, that your life is joyful, that you're enjoying this process called living. You're not like going crazy. What's the point of living if we're going to go crazy? That you're enjoying yourself, raising your child, that you're learning, that you're growing. To me, that is right. It's not about perfection. It's about saying, okay, let me try again. Let me learn. Let me grow. My child is my mirror. How can I look in the mirror and grow? That's what I teach in my book, The Awakened Family.
All right, good. So, doctor, what do you see as some of the most damaging myths about being a good parent? What do you see? What do you hear?
You know, I think the most damaging thing I see is that parents put on their children all this anxiety. You know, in our desire to be quote-unquote good or raise good children, it's really all anxiety-based. And this anxiety cripples our children. And that's what I'm liberating parents from. You know, let's get the fear out of the way so that we can enjoy empowered relationships with our children.
And again, we're speaking to Dr. Shefali. You've seen her on Oprah's Life Class and Oprah's Super Soul Sunday. She's here this morning to talk about her new book. The title of the book is The Awakened Family, A Revolution in Parenting. For more information, you can go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now and like us there now. You can actually join the conversation there as well. Now, Dr. Shefali, can you talk about a few of the most remarkable transformations you've seen in parents that commit to this kind of awakened parenting style?
Well, parents just feel free. You know, they're no longer comparing their children to other children. They're no longer feeling inadequate, that they're not doing a good job. They're not infusing their every moment with their child with doing and anxiety and let's do, let's rush. They're free. They're calmer. They're in the present moment. They're not flipping out when their child flips out. I teach them to have emotional skills and regulation, to take it easy, get the ego out of the way, don't react, mm-hmm. you know, free yourself from the need to take everything so personally. It's not personal. And the minute parents learn that, they become more free.
Now, doctor, your first book, The Conscious Parent, was a New York Times bestseller and really connected with parents who read it. What is it about your approach and how you approach parenting that parents respond so positively to? And what do you hope that they will learn from this new book, The Awakened Family?
Well, I think it resonates with them. I think they intuitively know that the way they've been doing it doesn't work, and they want to try a new way. So this is what my approach offers them.
All right. Well, we're out of time this morning. If our listeners would like to find out more about you, doctor, if they would like to find out more about the books, how can they do so?
TheAwakenedFamily.com. So please go right there, and there are lots of bonuses being offered. The book is The Awakened Family, and the website is TheAwakenedFamily.com.
Okay, and doctor, one more question. You are out on tour right now. What is that like for you?
It's fun. I love meeting parents. I love conversing with them. You know, we're all the same. We're all going through the same struggles, including myself. And we're all trying to do this together. And I try to create a sense of community. You know, don't judge. Don't pretend like you got your act together. You don't. Everyone's losing it. Everyone's going ape on their kids. Everyone's fearful because we want nothing more than to do this right. This relationship means the most to us. So I love meeting parents across the country and talking with them and sharing and growing together.
All right. Well, thank you so much, doctor, for taking time to talk to us. I really do appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me. The Awakened Family. Go get it.
All right. Thank you, doctor. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We've been speaking to Dr. Shefali. The title of the book is The Awakened Family, A Revolution in Parenting.
Hi, you're listening to My Dad, Rodney Lear, on Sunday Morning Magazine. Like My Dad's show on Facebook at Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. I don't hear you clicking.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.